Texte numéro 47. Good grades pay off, literally. Teachers have long said that success is its own reward. But these days, some students are finding that good grades can bring them cash and luxury gifts. In at least a dozen American states this school year, students who bring home top marks can expect more than just gratitude. The most ambitious experiment began in September, when 7 states won spots in an Exxon Mobil-funded program that in most cases pays students $100 for each passing grade on Advanced Placement AP College Prep exams. It's an effort to get low-income and minority students interested in the courses, says Tommy Sue Anthony, president of the Arkansas Advanced Initiative for Math and Science. We still have students who are not sure of the value, who are not willing to take the courses, she says. Probably the incentives will make a difference with those students. Greg Fleischer, who runs the 7-state program, says the effort is modeled on a program adopted by Dallas in the 1995-96 school year. That program is now statewide. While many educators would blanch at offering kids cash for good grades, Fleischer and others say the idea is simple. It's an incentive to get them to basically make the right decision and choose a more rigorous class. This teaches them that if they work at something very hard and have a lot of support, they can do something they didn't think they could do. An analysis of the Texas program last month by economist C. Jackson found that it linked to a 30% rise in the number of students with high scores and an 8% rise in college-going students. But a few critics say the payouts amount to little more than bribes, undermining kids' motivation to do high-quality work when they're not being paid. It's a strategy that helps only around the edges, says Thomas Tock of the education sector. Most students in AP classes are already internally motivated, and the opportunity to earn college credits for passing AP tests is a bigger motivator than small cash awards. In Macon, Georgia, Principal Sam Scavella says he's trying lots of different incentives for doing the right thing. We do have to reward the behavior we expect. I don't see it as a way of paying students to do well. It's a reward. If you do well in school, then life will pay you well. While teachers talk about success, he says, it's not enough to tell a kid that, in the long term, hard work will pay off. We're asking them to look down a path that they have probably never seen anyone go down, and then to have the wisdom to wait for their reward. Adapted from USA Today, January 2008.